Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well. It's Adam Jones in for Beetle and Zoe today. There is no Beetle, there is no Zoe. Christian Arcand alongside, taking you up until 2 o'clock. And I'll tell you what, we got a little bit to talk about. Just a little bit to talk about. We'll get to John Tavares. I was going to say blowing off the Bruins. I don't know that the Bruins were really all that in on John Tavares, who ultimately goes to Toronto. Used to sleep in his little Maple Leafs jammies. Used to sleep in his Toronto Maple Leaf sheets, and now he goes to Toronto, does not sign with your Boston Bruins. We'll get to that coming up. We'll also get to the significance of LeBron James bolting to Los Angeles, leaving Cleveland in the lurch yet again, and leaving the Eastern Conference wide open for the Boston Celtics. But we got to start with David Price last night. David Price giving up 5 home runs, 8 earned in 3 1/3, as the Red Sox get absolutely embarrassed on national TV. I felt like it was very easy to predict. I feel like you could see it coming a million miles away. We'll get to your thoughts on it all afternoon. 617-779-0985. Arcan, when David Price was getting shelled last night.
Yeah.
How were you watching that? Like, what was your reaction? What were your emotions watching David Price last night?
My emotions? You want to know honestly what my first thought was?
I want to know your honest, yes, first thought, yes.
Jones called it. Like, honestly, that
really?
Was my first thought. Because on Sunday, or not on Sunday, on Saturday, before the Chris Sale start, I was sort of going on about how, you know, we expected Sale to be good, and if he wasn't, God help him, but, you know, maybe this is a real opportunity for David Price to kind of cross that bridge, you know, like, he's starting to get people on his side with the good pitching and the way that he's looked here in his last 9-10 starts, and now here's a real opportunity for him to maybe turn a corner. And I was just thinking, you know, wouldn't that be something? This is something that I think a lot of Red Sox fans, even if they don't want to admit it, are actually rooting for. And what'd it take? Like, 2 innings? And
no.
I just thought, nope, Jones is right.
No, it took one
Jones
inning.
It was 1 inning. You're right. It was the first inning. Jones was right. And you were. Unfortunately, you were absolutely right about that.
So, you want to know my reaction? David Price getting absolutely shellacked on national TV for the whole country to see. We're not just watching it on NESN now. You know, it's not just Dave O'Brien and Jerry Remy boring us to tears. This is the whole country. David Price getting embarrassed by the Red Sox most bitter rival, the New York Yankees, and he just left a giant poop on the field for the whole country to see. My reaction was not "I told you so." My reaction was just laughing in the face of David Price. Like, how could you not just sit there and cackle away and lose your mind at the absurdity of how much he got his face caved in last night? Like, if you couldn't have a good cathartic laugh at David Price, and if you don't understand that this is who David Price is by now, if you don't know that David Price, the second he gets going just a little bit, the second he gets on a little bit of a roll, how did you just put it? Starting to win people over just a little bit?
A little bit.
And I'd agree. He was starting to win some people over, or at least, if not win them over, that's too strong.
He won Drellick over.
That's true. He won over Evan. David Price is actually good for Boston. He actually represents all of Boston.
His sarcasm is divine, or whatever he said.
Yes. So maybe he was winning some over, Evan Drellick included. But I think people were at least starting to wonder if, oh, has he figured, is he John Lackey? You know, and I hate that comparison because John Lackey had won in the playoffs before.
True.
John Lackey had won a Game 7 of a World Series before. David Price is not John Lackey. John Lackey, for all of his faults, and I couldn't stand John Lackey. I hated John Lackey. I still don't like John Lackey. I acknowledge that he pitched well and helped the Red Sox win a World Series, and that awful contract was actually worth it at the end of the day, ironically enough. John Lackey had balls. John Lackey came out, and actually, you knew before he got here, John Lackey had a proven track record of stepping up in the moment. David Price is a spineless worm. Like, David Price gives you nothing. Nothing. And for anyone who fell for that, just shame on you. If you started falling for David Price because he pitched well for 2 months in May and June in meaningless games against, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays and bottom feeders like that, and I know he pitched well against Houston before. If you started to buy in even a little bit on David Price, shame on you. Shame on you. Like, what have you been watching with David Price for the last 3 years? And his ERA now, like, again, he's puffing out his chest, Christian. Puffing out his chest, like, oh, yeah, see? The media here hates me, and now I'm going to show you guys that I actually will prove you wrong. His ERA is 4.28. Like, he pitched well for 2 months. His ERA is 4.28, and he got blown to smithereens by the New York Yankees again. Mm. The same team that he got shelled by earlier this year. He made it one inning before getting bounced. The same team he ducked and or was too hurt from playing video games earlier this season, he now got crushed by again. And here's the real problem with David Price. It's not just that he can't win in the postseason as a starting pitcher, which is true. Again, you want to tell me he's John Lackey? John Lackey had won in the postseason before he got here. John Lackey had actually accomplished something. For as hateable as he was, he had actually done something in the postseason, unlike David Price. For as bad as Price has been in the postseason, he's just as bad against the Yankees, Arcad.
Yeah.
2-6 with an 8.43 ERA and 9 starts since signing in Boston.
ERA jumped 62 points last night.
His overall ERA?
From 3.66 to 4.28.
Right. He sucks. Like, he's puffing out his chest like he's good. Yeah. He sucks. He sucks against everyone. He especially sucks against the Yankees. And as Jared Carrabas put it today at Barstool Sports, well, at least it's not like you have to, you know, face the Yankees or get through them or anything to get to the World Series.
Yeah.
No. They're not a roadblock. You don't have to worry about them. He can't pitch in the postseason, and he can't pitch against your rival, and you're paying him $31 million a year. And he's a giant spineless worm. Other than that, what went wrong with this contract? Like, other than that, what was the problem with David Price? I can't think of anything.
Pretty much nothing. By the way, the Yankees are the last team you play this year. It's basically the playoffs start in the last three games of the season because you got New York for your final three. I think it's at Fenway, but it might be at the stadium. And, you know, you play them twice in the last month. Like, there's a lot more that you're going to see of this Yankee team. And now I feel like they have to try and disguise David Price. They're going to have to try and, like, skip starts with him or something. Like, you can't keep putting him out there. It's just not working. He can't do it. Like, there, I wish there was a nicer way to say it, but, you know, we're to the point now where if you want to think about this realistically and pragmatically, the Red Sox have to just keep throwing him out there, hoping he can keep beating the bad teams, which I think he can. I think he can get the wins over Baltimore and Chicago and Detroit, right? I mean, like, well, we can count on him for that.
Yeah, In June,
sure.
In once the games start mattering and it's a pennant race in September, no, I don't trust him against. What's Baltimore have?
They're against, like, any team?
Baltimore's on pace for like 40 wins this year. I wouldn't trust him in September against Baltimore. Mm. Baltimore is 24-59. They're 31 games out of first place. I would not trust him against Baltimore in a pennant race. No, why? How could you? It's not about his talent, Christian. It's not about the velocity or anything else. It's not that he's hurt. It's not that he's tipping his pitches like he tried to make an excuse about last night. He can't pitch in a big moment. He can't do it. And we knew it before he got here, and I kind of looked the other way because the Red Sox needed an ace, and I was like, okay, if they get to the postseason, I'll cross that bridge when we get there. I'm like, if he comes in and he's an ace and he wins you 20 games and an ERA in the low 20s and he's in the Cy Young mix, at least they're in the playoffs. And I'll roll the dice with his postseason track record. Any time there's an important game, this is what he does. A giant poop on national TV for the entire world to see. And it was predictable. The worst part about it is it was predictable. To everyone but David Price, who remains delusional. Remains delusional. Oh, I don't suck. I'm not soft and can't pitch in a big moment. I was tipping my pitches. Oh, you know, everybody in this room likes me. Red Sox fans must. It's just the bad media that doesn't like me. Like, right. He doesn't get it. He's legitimately delusional, Arcand. And that's part of what doesn't help him as well.
Yeah, that doesn't help either. And the fact that he was joking about this start and how, oh, I don't think I'll be able to go, too much Fortnite. You know what I mean? Like, that comes back to bite him again. Like,
of course.
All of it. Even if you went out and pitched well, that still would have been obnoxious. But you start joking around like that, you know, oh, you guys think I'm soft. Oh, you think I can't do it. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pitch. Well, you know what? It would have been better if anyone else pitched last night. I would have taken a Hector Velasquez start. I would have taken, what was that guy? Jalen Beeks wouldn't have been that bad last night.
Jalen Beeks, yes.
There is nobody. I mean, he was laughably bad. There was not one good thing he did last night. So, it was pathetic.
So I started off by asking you, Arcand, and I want to ask this to our listeners, too. 617-779-0985. What was your reaction? What were your emotions watching David Price? And, you know, outside of laughing in his face, here's the scariest thing. I think it's indifference for most Red Sox fans. I think most Red Sox fans are like, yep, that's what I expected. I expected him to suck, and he sucked. It was a big moment. The Red Sox needed it. You can't trust David Price in that spot. I think it's indifference. I think that's what fans expected. And unfortunately, with this team, that's how it's been all year long. It's like, wake me up in October when they get there. And I'll start following this team. I'll start investing in this team. Because they don't give you much reason to invest. This series, there was zero reason to invest. They lost it on Friday night. You knew Sale was going to win. You knew Price was going to get smoked. The only question was Friday night. They lost it on Friday night. Every game was a blowout. They weren't competitive in games where Chris Sale, their ace, wasn't pitching. So what were your reactions? What were your emotions watching David Price? Again, my guess? You were indifferent. You expected it. And it's just more of the same with this team. You know, they'll probably make the playoffs. They'll probably get bounced early in the playoffs. David Price will probably pitch well against the crappy teams. He'll get smoked against the good ones in a big spot. This team is predictable. And I think that's why there's not a lot of passion. There's not a lot of emotion around this team this season. And I really don't blame people for that. I don't. 617-779-0985. You guys can jump in on David Price. Am I wrong? Am I wrong about the lack of emotion, the lack of investment in this team? I don't get why you would invest in this team with guys like David Price pitching every fifth day. Again, 617-779-0985. We'll get to your feedback coming up next.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Greg Bird has never been more important to stabilize his offense than this team.
Aaron Hicks to straightaway center field and crushed and gone. Santa Maria. Five home runs for the Yankees tonight.
Breaking ball here from Price. Hicks with his second home run, a changeup, a flat one stayed up. Hicks, who's also a scratch golfer, hits the ball right down the middle of the fairway. Perfection for Hicks and the Yankees on this Sunday night.
Homers for Judge, Torres, Higashioka, and a pair for Aaron Hicks, all conspiring to make for a very short night for David Price.
Yeah, I'll say. I asked earlier, and it's Adam Jones, Christian Arcand, in for Zoe and Beetle here on a Monday. We got your phone call, 617-779-0985. I was asking people, like, what was your reaction? What were your emotions watching David Price? And I sense, you know, indifference. I sense people are like, yep, here we go again. It's totally what I expected. And I think that's a larger discussion about the Red Sox. You know, you just kind of know what's happening. It's very predictable. Wake me up in October, because I've seen this story before. That seems like where most Red Sox fans are at. Again, if I'm wrong, you tell me. 617-779-0985. My reaction, though, especially when this guy Higgy, you hear them going on and on and on, Arcand, last night about Higgy.
Oh, God, yeah. It was like a Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, play for the Yankees for a day, and, you know, David Price will throw you a meatball.
It was a SportsCenter My Wish where David Price comes into the game, and they're like, oh, okay, all I want to do is just hit a home run. And they're like, here you go. Yeah, Meatball Central. Here comes the pitching machine.
If it's your first hit of the season.
Higgy.
You mentioned it goes back to last year, and it hasn't even happened in the bigs.
You just hope that he has, you know, an opportunity to put it all behind him
hope.
And he doesn't turn into some Moonlight Graham
Moonlight
somewhere.
Graham. Over 22.
You know, caught X number of games, had a couple of hits taken away by scoring decisions.
If he gets a hit tonight, he'll be playing the guitar all night.
Ooh, the guitar.
A ball and two strikes the count.
Moonshot! Moonshot!
Can you believe the worst hitter in baseball? He's 0-22. Scoring changes. Moonlight Graham. I don't even know his actual name. Higgy? Who is Higgy?
And it could not happen to a better guy who's had a longer journey.
Yes, a long journey. And then finally, David Price was the oasis in the desert that he needed for Higgy. As Arcan said, SportsCenter, my wish. Like, make a wish, come out, I want a home run. You can choose anyone to throw you a meatball and groove you one right down the middle. David effing Price gets Higgy and his 0-22 start to his major league career. He's never even had a hit, Arcan. Moonshot.
Did you hear the sound of that thing, by the way?
Absolute moonshot. Oh, I heard it. I heard it. It was like he couldn't even get a Jackie Bradley Jr. bleeder to second base and beat it out on the infield in his whole career. Faces David Price, moonshot. He's you know, he's Barry Bonds now.
Upper deck.
It's just the thing was a shot. And I watched that and I lost it, Arcan. Like I couldn't stop giggling.
That was pretty funny.
I was giddy with excitement when that happened. I'm like, well, here we go. This might be the low point of his tenure with the Red Sox. Mm. He's lost playoff games. He's gotten into it with Dennis Eckersley, who, by the way, oddly enough, you see this stat. The last Red Sox starter to allow 5 home runs to the Yankees was Eck.
Wow.
And now David Price does it.
With the Red Sox?
With the Red Sox, yes.
Wow.
The last Red Sox pitcher.
Okay.
In the last 5 years, to allow 5 home runs, not in the last 5 years. Like 40 years ago or whatever it was, 39 years ago.
Damn.
Was Dennis Eckersley in a little bit of symmetry.
Well, they can talk about that on the plane.
Yes, they have a little bit to commiserate on. Yeah, they can really shoot the breeze now, see eye to eye. They're peers. But if you thought it was a low point to, you know, lose playoff games, to get into it with Eck, to puff his chest out when he beats, like, the Tampa Bay Rays on a Tuesday in June, like, that matters? To the point where he's, you know, he's getting hurt, he's pitching through it, he goes to the bullpen, for God's sakes, he's not worth the contract. Jim Murray's ripping into him every single day, 2-6, doing The Voice, Fortnite, all of it. If you thought all of that was a low point, I present to you Higgy, 0-22, as the low point of his career, serving up absolute moonshots to that scrub, that bum. Listen to that. Oh, they were like, oh my God. It was like a car accident. Oh, that's the low point right there. You heard it with one crack of the bat from Higgy. That was it. That noise right there. Low point. Career just about over. From David Price.
You know what that noise was?
What?
That was the sound of David Price not opting out of his contract. We're going to be stuck with this guy forever. He's going to be here forever.
Well, so I... yeah, it's not the last time we're going to see it. Look out for Higgy in the postseason. Look out for him. I've said this to you before at night, Christian. Like, if David Price opts in,
mm-hmm.
who could possibly ever feel bad for him again?
Nobody, and no one should.
Like, who could ever feel bad? The guy who willingly signed for $217 million in Boston, took the most money, mm-hmm. came here, like, was warned what it was all about, should know what it's all about. He's pitched in the American League East before, for God's sakes,
right.
in Tampa and Toronto, should know what it's all about. You know it's a fishbowl. You know what the city's about. But in fairness to David Price, and I'm a fair guy. I'm nothing if not fair.
Toronto and Tampa are different from Boston, though.
I'm nothing if not a fair guy. I feel like I always give people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, that's Adam Jones.
That's just who I am, okay? I'm nothing if not fair.
Mm-hmm.
So to be fair to David Price, you don't know until you're actually in a Red Sox uniform, you're actually here, you don't know how much you'll absolutely hate it and how awful it is, how much David Price detests living in Boston, hates the media, hates the fans, probably hates his teammates, certainly hated his manager last year.
Yep.
You won't know that until you actually pitch here. But for him to opt in at the end of being miserable, all you got to do, David, is just leave. If you hate it, it's up to you. You get to leave. You get to go somewhere else. Maybe you don't make the same amount of money.
Definitely don't make the same amount of money.
But if you truly want to be happy, you can leave. It's up to you. No one else is twisting your arm. No one forced you to sign the deal in the first place.
Could have gone to St. Louis.
And no one will force you to opt back in. If, and we're a long way away from that, if he opts in, no one should ever feel bad for him ever again. No one should have. Oh, poor David Price. Red Sox fan. They're so mean to him. Listen to Big Jim. 2-6. He's so mean to him. What a meanie. No one should ever say that again. He has the opportunity to leave. He has a gift in the middle of this contract to get his sanity back. Like, get his life back and go somewhere else and be happy. And if he chooses to opt back in, again, another story for another day, that's on him. Like, I will not feel bad for him. No one else should ever feel bad for him.
No one should. And no one should anyway, I don't think. I mean, the reason he chose Boston and not St. Louis is because the Red Sox offered more money. I mean, that was the reason why he came here, was a financial decision. And financially, it makes sense for him to stay here. Because even if he pitched really well for the rest of the year, the market's different. He's not going to get that same kind of contract. So if he went and opted out at the end of this year, even if he got paid top dollar, it'd be less than what he's getting now. But now that he's not pitching well, now that he's back to being, you know, old sad sack David Price, if it's a financial decision, there's no earthly way he's going to opt out. He's here. He's going to stay here. Unless he decides, you know, my sanity is more important than $30 million per. And I don't know. I mean, that's the balance he has to choose. But you're right. If he stays, there's no way you should ever feel bad. And you shouldn't feel bad in the first place. He didn't have to come here.
They're so mean. They're so mean to you, David. Listen, they do that voice. It's such a mean voice. And he just wants to play video games. And he just wants to put out Instagrams of his little dog, Astro. And he has a sense of humor. He's a human being with real emotions and a humor. And, you know, how could they be so mean to him? How could they on the radio just be such meanies? If he opts in, I know I will. I just never want to hear that crap again. 617-779-0985. What'd you think of David Price? My sense is you expected it. If you've been watching, if you've been paying attention, if you actually follow the team and watch David Price and use your brain, you should have known what was going to happen last night. It was easy to predict what was going to happen last night. 617-779-0985. I also want to get into this. Red Sox Yankees, we treated it as a referendum on this race in the AL East going in. I put a lot of stock in this series. Going into it, I think a lot of Red Sox fans did as well. You still putting the same stock in it now that they got smoked? They lost 2 out of 3 and got blown out? David Price melted down and dropped a poop on Sunday Night Baseball? 617-779-0985. Let's get into the Red Sox and Yankees race at the top of the AL East after Hub Headlines from Christian Arcan.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Red Sox crushed by the Yankees last night in the Bronx. 11-1, your final score. David Price, not good. Allowed 5 home runs, 8 earned runs over just 3 1/3 innings. Price falls to 9-6 on the year. His ERA balloons from 3.66 to 4.28. Aaron Hicks, a big night. 3 home runs for New York. Two teams, Red Sox and Yankees, now tied atop the American League East standings, and they're not going to play each other again until after the trade deadline. Sox are off to Washington tonight to take on the Nationals in the first of 3. Rick Porcello on the mound opposite Max Scherzer. Bruins signed 7 players yesterday on the first day of free agency. Walpole native Chris Wagner, defenseman John Moore, goaltender Yaroslav Halak, Anton Hudobin signed with the Dallas Stars. That's a 2-year deal. And, of course, John Tavares agreed to a 7-year deal with his hometown boys, the Toronto Maple Leafs. That was yesterday. LeBron James is the newest member of the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron announcing through his agency Clutch that he would be signing a 4-year, $154 million deal last night. ESPN also reporting that Lance Stephenson and JaVale McGee will be signing 1-year deals with LA, and Kawhi Leonard still, according to reports, very much wants a trade to the Lakers. World Cup action today, Mexico and Brazil, Belgium and Japan. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Stoneham Bank. If you need a bank, make it Stoneham Bank. Expect more, get more, do more. That's the Stoneham Bank way. Learn more now at StonehamBank.com. I'm Christian Arcand on Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
1-2. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Second deck. His first major league hit is a home run against the Red Sox. How do you like that? Higashioka, the home run stroker. He homers to left. And the Yankees take a 7-0 lead.
And boy, that dugout is alive. And Higgy trying not to really spy. You want to be professional, right? And he goes in there and, so they're giving him the silent treatment. And now they're coming and hugging him. Marcus Kim's giving him this. Oh, he's going down high-fiving himself. Now they're all coming out and jumping on him.
Oh, that's terrific. that's terrific, Susan. Yes, yes. You love to see it, Susan, don't you?
John Sterling.
Home run stroke-a.
And Susan Waldman there with the call. Yeah, I like that.
Higashioka. The home run stroke-a. Susan. Yeah.
The chicken joker.
Terrific.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
Sterling. I think that one's actually pretty good. I think most of them are pretty
good.
The
home run stroke-a?
Yeah, they're so awful, they're excellent. Like they're so awful, they're just brilliant.
Higashioka, the home run stroker.
Oh, the home run stroker, Susan. Yes, yes. So anyway, that's a low point. Anytime Higgy, whoever that guy, no hits in his career. David Price comes in, he's Barry Bonds. You know, next thing you know, he's taking him to the moon. And I don't know what you expected out of David Price. It seemed like people were starting to talk themselves into him a little bit. Not like they fully believed Arcand, because that's not accurate.
Right.
Everybody was in a wait-and-see mode until October, but like, he's got an ERA in the mid-2s over the last 8 or 9 starts, 10 starts. You know what? Maybe he does have it figured out. You know, he's starting to kind of act like he doesn't care anymore. I think he's over it. Like, I think he's over all the criticism, and I think now he kind of has his hackles up. Now he's lashing back out at the media. Now David Price gets it. He's turning into John Lackey 2.0.
Right.
And it's just, nothing could be further than the truth. David Price hasn't changed one bit. Not one bit.
He was taking questions about the All-Star game last week.
That's a good point.
About being a possible All-Star.
Well, he was asked, is he an All-Star? And he said no. He said no. Because at least he's smart enough to realize if he answered it honestly, he probably thinks he's an All-Star.
Yeah.
He probably thinks he's a Cy Young candidate.
In his mind.
He's so delusional. Right. You know, last night, Arcand, he didn't give up 5 home runs to the Yankees. That's not what happened. He was tipping his pitches. You know, it's like, so he's so delusional. He probably thinks he should be in the Cy Young race. He probably does think he's an All-Star. He just understands how he'll get ripped to shreds if he says it. So he has figured that out. But like, if you expected anything different last night, I don't know what to tell you.
Did you think he was tipping his pitches? Do you think that
I think he sucks. No, I don't think he's tipping his pitches. He blows.
Well, that's what someone who sucks does.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or they get inside their own head and they lose their control and they're right in the middle of the plate and they get taken to the moon by Higgy. Like, I don't think he was tipping his pitches. I don't think he needs to tip his pitches. I think the other team could just feast on his stuff. Because he's inside his own head.
Yeah.
Like, you think he's tipping his pitches in every postseason start?
No.
You think he's tipping his pitches in every big start ever?
I would say no.
No!
Yeah.
He can't do it.
The first home run to Judge wasn't a tip pitch. I mean, you saw where the catcher set up, and you saw where the ball was, and it wasn't even close.
No.
I mean, he was just missing. He missed every single time.
Just sucks. Yeah. He's not tipping pitches. He just blows. So, that's how delusional he is, though. It's that you can't possibly just get your face ripped off on national TV. While you're dropping a huge dump out in the middle of Yankee Stadium. It can't be that. It can't be that you suck. It's that, you must have been tipping your pitches. So again, just delusional. 617-779-0985. Carrabas wrote today, and I found this mildly interesting, about the idea that he needs to channel his inner Pedro. Like, he needs to acknowledge the first step, Arcand, in
step one
in overcoming this problem.
Step one of 12
is acknowledging you have a problem.
Right.
That's effectively what Carrabas was saying.
Give yourself up to the higher power.
You need to come out and pull the Yankees are my daddy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Like, would that help?
No.
I don't think that would help either. David Price, if I were giving advice to David Price, don't do that. Okay, don't maybe acknowledge you have an issue. That's fine.
Right.
But don't do that, don't give us any audio. Don't give us anything to work with, okay? Like, I would love it. Selfishly, I would love it. That would be great. If he came out and said, the Yankees are my daddy.
Call the Yankees my daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, the Yankees are my daddy.
You know, like, if he did that, not to do a bad Big Jim impression of a David Price impression.
I mean, the Yankees, Astros' grandfather.
Yeah, but if he...
The Yankees are Astros' grandfather. Oh, boy.
Like, if he came out and did that, he'd never live to see the end of it. So, David, like, you know, as a friend.
That didn't go well for Pedro, even, and that's Pedro.
Right. As a friend, David, as a big fan of yours, don't do that. Don't give us that material. I don't even know if we deserve it. Yeah, you've given us enough. 617-779-0985. Is this, is this evidence, Arcand, of the gap between the Red Sox and the Yankees this series, this weekend? What does it mean?
Yeah, I'd say it is. I think that there is one for sure. And there's also another thing to keep in mind here, Jones, and that's this. The Red Sox, you saw two really bad starting pitching performances in this series. Rodriguez and Price were both terrible. The Yankees had one really bad starting pitching experience with Sonny Gray. The only difference is the Yankees are going to upgrade their rotation, and the Red Sox most likely aren't. And so that's sort of where I am with this right now. This is your Red Sox team. This is it. For better or for worse, this is who you got. They may add a bullpen arm. That's about it, though. You're not going to see, I don't think, any huge upgrades in the rotation or certainly in the batting order. Steve Pierce is probably like the most we're going to get here, and maybe like an eighth inning guy. But the Yankees, they'll improve because they can. They have the chips to do it. The Astros do, too. These other teams are going to get better, and you're not going to see the Yankees anyway until after the trade deadline. So I look at the gap between them right now, and I don't think it's huge. I think the Red Sox, like, if it was a series, would probably go seven games, maybe six. But I don't think it's like, vast. But it could get vast. It could get there if the Yankees, at the deadline, really improve. But last year, they tried to, and they didn't. Sonny Gray and Todd Frazier were not good acquisitions. So Cashman could whiff. But, you know, the Red Sox can't. Like, they can't do anything. Like, they can maybe get an eighth inning guy. And that's what they need, and that's fine. But I'm starting to think maybe there's, you know, some problems in this rotation, at least against the good teams, that they won't be able to address.
Here's the Red Sox issue. You know, it's not just that they play a dying sport that no one's interested in. It's not just that, you know, your sport is dying, and the Red Sox are losing all kinds of market share and interest level in the city anyway. Because baseball is losing interest level and market share and everything else. Right?
Bit of a big picture problem, but
it's
okay.
It's not just that. They have that issue. It's what you just said. There's this air of inevitability with the Red Sox, where David Price, I think, is the perfect microcosm of it. Oh, okay, yeah, he's pitching well now in May and June, but the other shoe is going to drop with him. A big start comes around, he's going to get shelled, and he did. Yeah, the Red Sox are neck and neck right now with the Yankees, but the Yankees are better, and they have more opportunities to get better between now and the trade deadline. Yeah, the Red Sox will probably make the playoffs, but are they going to win in October? Like, they've made the playoffs the last couple of years, and they've won one measly game over two postseasons. Like, there's this whiff of inevitability with the Red Sox, where it's like you already know the end before it started. You read the last page of the book before you got into it. Before you read the book, you went right to the last page, and you're like, oh, this is how it ends. Got it. It feels like people already know the ending with this team. And there's this air of inevitability that I think you got with David Price last night. You expected that. Deep down, you know you expect. You might have been talking a big game. There might have been false bravado out there from some in the media, some fans. You may have talked yourself into believing in David Price, but deep down, in places you don't like to talk about at parties, you know. You knew what was going to happen. And I think that's the Red Sox problem right now. I think we all know what's going to happen when they face the Yankees, when David Price has to pitch in the postseason, and when this team gets to the postseason. 617-779-0985. So I do, unfortunately, think last night sums up the difference between these two teams. I will continue with all your feedback coming up. I do want to get into LeBron James. LeBron James going to Los Angeles and turning his back on Northeast Ohio, where he learned to walk, where he learned to run, where he bled. Turning his back on Northeast Ohio, going to Los Angeles. The significance for the NBA, and specifically, the significance for your Boston Celtics. We'll get into that coming up next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There is other news, big news, out in Los Angeles, and Zubin Mehenta has a tough day back in the studios in
Matt,
Bristol.
Thank you. It's breaking news. Judge just hit a home run you described, and apparently, Woj, the Lakers have hit a home run themselves. Tell us about this.
LeBron James, 4 years, $154 million to join the Los Angeles Lakers, a seismic shift in the NBA, and now the Lakers start to try to build a contender in the West that can go at the Golden State Warriors and Houston Rockets.
Complete coverage in moments on ESPN News. What will the Lakers do next? LeBron's in the fold. Matt, back to you.
Zubin, thanks. Big news indeed. Dini Gregorius to right and over Mookie Betts.
I'd say that sums up last night pretty well.
That was pretty funny.
We now interrupt this David Price bell movement in the middle of Yankee Stadium to give you an update on LeBron James. Woj. Yeah, he signed with the Lakers, like everybody knew about, for 4 years and $150 million. Okay, Back to David Price.
Crack.
Getting pummeled.
As soon as he comes back, Gregorius racks him on the right field.
Zubin, thanks. Big news indeed.
I didn't even say thanks yet.
Hey, Zubin, thanks. Wonderful, Zubin. Yeah, you said Aaron Judge just hit a home run off David Price. Another moonshot. And I'll tell you what, the Lakers have a home run of their own. It's a smooth transition last night on Sunday Night Baseball. But I'd say, Arcan, that pretty much sums it up. Moonshot, moonshot, moonshot. LeBron James, Simon, the Lakers. Moonshot, moonshot. To Higgy, oh, by the way, the guy who was 0-22 for his career. And now LeBron James, again, has moved out to Los Angeles. I want to get into the Celtics aspect of this. The East is wide open.
Definitely.
Obviously, it's wide open to the point where even that's occurred to Charles Barkley, which we'll get to coming up. 617-779-0985. Adam Jones, Christian Arcan with you until 2 o'clock here on a Monday. No Zoe. No Beetle. Night show takeover, Arcan. Out in the daylight.
That's right.
Get ready for it. So I want to get to the Celtics aspect of it. Because while the East is wide open, that also means it's no longer, oh, yay, the scrappy little Celtics went to the Eastern Conference Finals with Isaiah Thomas and Avery Bradley. Whoopee! It's no longer, oh, well, they got to Game 7 with a 21-year-old and a 20-year-old, and they didn't have Kyrie Irving or Gordon Hayward. Yee! What a time to be alive! Now there's real expectations to get to an NBA Finals and maybe even push for a title. Starting next year. And, you know, in the next five years, the clock is ticking. They better win something.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that coming up. I want to get to the Celtics aspect of it coming up. 617-779-0985. LeBron to the Lakers, Arcan, your takeaway.
Well, first of all, that was the only thing that sort of took the edge off David Price, is that LeBron's out of the East. That's exactly what we wanted. And not only that, Paul George isn't there. Kawhi Leonard doesn't look like he's going there. I'm a little surprised that LeBron decided to do this while being the first one. Because wasn't that the big report? Everyone saying LeBron's hesitant to be the first one to go to L.A.
Yep.
He wants someone there first. Paul George was obviously the L.A. guy reported to go there. He re-signs for 4 years with Oklahoma City, which I was shocked by. Kawhi still hasn't moved. LeBron goes basically by himself. And, you know.
Well, for now.
For now.
Like you.
He was the first shoe to drive. He was the first one to go.
Kind of.
Who else went?
Well, no one signed yet, but like you don't think they know. You don't think LeBron knows someone else is coming with him to L.A.?
All right, but who? I mean, even still, like, there's not a lot of choices right now.
Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
Like any star that we don't know about on the market. LeBron's not going to L.A. to play with Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma. Like, he's not doing that. So he's getting somebody else. He might be getting two other. Like, there's no way. There's no way he got on his little flight to Europe earlier today.
Right.
And said, boy, I hope we get someone to come play with me in L.A. Like, he knows. He knows.
Do you think that whoever they're targeting is going to be objectively better this year than, like, Kevin Love, say, for example, is? Like,
yeah.
A better player than Kevin Love.
Do you think Kawhi Leonard's better than Kevin Love?
I do, but I don't think Leonard's coming this year. I don't think that's going to work.
I think someone better than Kevin Love will be going there, and I like Kevin Love. I'm higher on Kevin Love than most, and I think they'll get somebody better than that, yes.
I would think so. I mean, it would seem very short-sighted of LeBron not to do it. But how about the way LeBron made his announcement? You know, there was no uninterrupted. There was no I'm coming home montage. There was no none of that. It was just a real quick paragraph released by his sports agency company on Twitter, and that was it.
Here's
no party, no nothing. I mean, that was just there was a paragraph on Twitter, and there you go.
I'm coming home. Back to L.A.
I'm coming home.
He does have a home there.
To my house in Brentwood, where I rub elbows with Maria Shriver. Who was it? Lee Jenkins today in Sports Illustrated. Like he gets out the LeBron side of the story. You know, LeBron got a root canal. These are only the details that Lee Jenkins can get.
Right.
By the way, LeBron's handpicked author for his last announcement in 2014 to go to Cleveland. I'm coming home. We'll get to it. Don't you worry. Only the details that Lee Jenkins can get. He had a root canal right after the finals. But his decision to leave Cleveland this time was a real root canal.
Yeah.
It was the equivalent of that kind of decision.
Very tough.
But also in that story, you know, he's out to brunch. He's in Brentwood at his house. And he's rubbing elbows with the future governor of California.
Mm-hmm.
At least the projected future governor of California. He bumps into Maria Shriver. And it's like, oh, yeah, I'm the biggest star in Hollywood now. So it's all about those sensibilities. This is not I think there is a basketball element to it. But, you know, LeBron was done with Cleveland. He chewed it up. He spit it out. He was the human locust that he is, where he goes to a new city, eats up all your resources, and then bolts. And maybe he poops out a title on the way, like he did with Cleveland. But, you know, he left those poor saps, who still, they're like too burned to even realize what happened.
Right.
They're like, wait, do we, is,
He does have a home there, and he did bring us a championship, so let's not burn the jerseys, because we took a real beating over that last time.
Dan Gilbert was very gracious in his little thing he penned for LeBron on his way out the
door. I just can't believe that people fall for this crap from LeBron. Like, can I just read the Lee Jenkins thing from 4 years ago?
Go ahead.
And, like, this was so easy to predict that he was going to leave. He was going to bolt again, leave him in the lurch with nothing. What do they have? They're probably going to trade Kevin Love and have nothing, okay? Before anyone cared where I would play basketball, I was a kid from Northeast Ohio. It's where I walked. It's where I ran. It's where I cried. It's where I bled. It holds a special place in my heart. The people there have seen me grow up, and I sometimes feel like I'm their son. He turned his back on his parents and bolted to L.A.
Twice.
Multiple times. Their passion can be overwhelming, but it drives me. I want to give them hope when I can. I want to inspire them when I can. My relationship with Northeast Ohio, which is, again, what we used to call Cleveland, now it's Northeast Ohio, is bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that 4 years ago. I do now. And remembering when I was at that Boys and Girls Club in 2010, I was thinking, this is really tough. I could feel it. I was leaving something I had spent a long time creating. And if I had to do it all over again, I'd obviously do things differently. No, you wouldn't. You just did it again. You're doing it all over again. Back to Brentwood. Leaving all you spineless little weasels in Cleveland with Kevin Love and nothing else. I'm going to go win titles with Kawhi Leonard.
Is he, though? Is he going to win titles?
I think he's going to win a title.
In L.A.?
Yes, I do.
I don't even know if he's going to make it to the finals in L.A.
Yeah, I think you're way underselling how much help they're going to bring in alongside him.
Maybe. In Cleveland. You know, I mean, they tried to get people around him in Cleveland.
What are you talking about? They did.
They did at first.
Yeah.
And since then, what happened?
This is first.
Kyrie Irving left.
He goes there. He eats up all your resources. Then he bolts. That's what he does.
Paul George doesn't want to go play with him. Kyrie Irving doesn't want to play with him anymore. I mean, it doesn't seem like... I feel like the LeBron magnetism here might not be as strong as you're thinking it is.
I'm not sold that Paul George didn't want to play with him. I wonder if he wanted to play with Paul George. And what makes you think Kawhi Leonard doesn't want to play with him?
I didn't say Kawhi doesn't want to play with him. I said Kyrie Irving didn't want to play
with him. Oh, Kyrie didn't. Excuse me. Yes, sorry. Kyrie did not. I don't think Kyrie wanted to get left in the lurch. So once you get sick of the LeBron story once you play with it. I understand why Kyrie did it. They're going to get help there. They're going to get help there. And, you know, meanwhile, he leaves.
Enough help to beat Golden State?
Not this year, Christian, but in the next 5 years, yeah. Mm. Do you think the Celtics can beat him in the next 5 years?
Lakers or the Warriors?
Beat the Warriors.
Maybe.
That's what I want to get into. 617-779-0985. LeBron James is gone from the Eastern Conference, which means the Celtics have an opportunity. That also means some pressure comes along with that opportunity. What are they going to do with it? 617-779-0985. We'll get to your LeBron thoughts. We still got David Price thoughts to get to. And East wide open for the Celtics right after the headlines here from Christian Arcan.